Your hometown news station is AM 1300 KGLO, Mason City. I'm Tim Fleming, and I do have a guest on the KGLO live line with me right now, and that is Tracy Schreckengoss. And Tracy, good morning. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning. I'm doing great, Tim. How are you?
Good. You and I were just kind of telling stories back and forth a little bit before going on the air. I guess I was thinking about it. I did a few of your ball games back when you played. Oh, we won't talk about how many years ago, will we?
No, we'll skip that part.
No, on a serious topic, I've known you a long, long time, Tracy, and I know this is a special thing that you're involved with right now, and you've got a nephew, Lucas, right?
Yep, correct. Yep, Lucas is my nephew, and he is on the autism spectrum and was diagnosed at the age of 3. And we joined forces with Ernie Ells, is a pro golfer, and his son has autism. And they started the Ells for Autism Golf Challenge in 2011. And we've been a part of that since the very beginning. We're one of the grassroots teams. We've raised, coming up on $400,000 we've raised since 2011.
Awesome. That is just absolutely awesome.
Yeah, wow. It is. It's fun to see the school that they built, a school in Florida, and there's access for people around the world to, they can follow the Ells for Autism link and do some research and get some guidance through that. And just the studies that they do for children, they're learning, you know, they've got the top doctors from New York and Florida, and they work together to find ways to help children just get through schooling and find ways to help them in their daily lives.
Tracy, how do people participate? I mean, if somebody's listening right now and they're thinking, okay, they've raised this amount of money at this point in time, you're always fundraising because this is a passion of the family, and anybody that's involved with autism knows all about this. How do people get involved?
So we're part of a golf challenge. So we have a team, Lucas is Step, and we do a golf outing. We have every year we do a golf outing, and we have sponsors for that. You can donate to our team. You can send it to myself, Tracy Schreckengast, and the checks go to Ells for Autism, and we send those in then every week. And then the other thing we're doing right now is we did it last year too, and it was kind of fun. It's a fundraiser, and it's $20 a ticket, and we pay out $1,500, $1,000, $500, $500, and $500, so a total of $4,000 we pay out, and we do a drawing on August 9th. So that was fun last year. I think there are people from 4 different towns. We're winners last year, so that was kind of fun.
So you have how many people? Yeah, different people out selling tickets in right now.
Yep,
and that kind of thing.
Yep, our family sells them. We've got tickets out at Ridgestone Golf Club. They've got tickets out there that are available to buy. The Belmont, Cattleman's at the club, the Belmont Golf Course. They have they've got some tickets out there as well.
Oh, fantastic. Just fantastic. You and I were talking a little bit about it before going on the air, too, is that autism is one of those things that not a lot of people understand.
Exactly. You know, people, there's so many different variables. You can be high-functioning or, you know, some kids aren't at all, and it's hard for people to understand sometimes because sometimes it's the noise and they get overwhelmed, overstimulated easily and everything, and it's just patience. Is what you need, I believe.
Yeah, patience. You're so right on that. You need patience.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I think the word awareness has been tagged to autism a great deal in recent years, and that makes a lot of sense because we do need to be aware of autism. We do need to be aware of. Of young people going through this, with families going through this, so that we can all be a help.
Yeah, exactly. You know, when we started in 2011, there was 1 in 88 children were diagnosed, and now that number is 1 in 54. And I don't know. Sometimes I wonder if it's just a part of there is more awareness and there's more, you know, an understanding that there, there's more early diagnosis for children.
Well. You know, it's a great thing that you guys are doing, and I hope people get involved and pick up the tickets. Again, you're going to do the drawing on
August 9th?
Yep.
We'll do a live drawing August 9th. And, so it's fun. We've got tickets. All the family have tickets. We have a Facebook page, Golfing for Autism. You can follow that, too, if you want to follow that. And any questions, you can reach out to me at any time.
Fantastic stuff. Anything else you need to tell us about this morning while I've got you, Tracy?
No, I think we got her all covered, and I appreciate you letting me talk to you this morning.
You know, anytime you want to get the word out on this stuff, just give us a call. I'm happy to have you on anytime, okay?
All right. Sounds great, Tim. Thank you very much.
You bet. Send along the best of your family for me, will you?
I will. Thank you.
All right. Take care. See you later.
Bye.
That's Tracy Schreckengast with us this morning on AM 1300 KGLO, and I do hope you get a chance to participate and donate one way, shape, form, or another, okay? We can all help. We can all help. AM 1300 KGLO, getting it said for Mason City and for all of North Iowa.